Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of freedom from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. 214 days in captivity for making a left-hand turn when he should have made a right. Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi is back on U.S. soil.
Thanks to some diligent lawmakers and supporters of the sergeant who did not relent in trying to get him freed. And finally, a Mexican judge ruled that they do not know how to treat post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mexican judge, it sounds sort of like a joke coming.
Yeah, but they don't know how to treat it, so they finally released him.
Yeah.
The Obama administration did absolutely nothing. And Obama made a statement, and he said that when you're within 75 yards of the hole, you should always use a chipping wedge. That was the advice President Obama gave.
Yeah, to the government of Mexico. It's
so,
okay. Like if he was an MS-13 gang member or something like that, he probably would have got out a little bit
sooner.
I'm going
to tell you something right now. I hate to say this, but if he was a Muslim, he would have been out of Mexico already.
No, you can't say Muslim.
If he was an Islamic extremist.
Guilty
of workplace violence.
A Muslim,
you know what?
Psychopath.
You know what? F that. I'll say whatever I want.
Yeah, you could.
All right. How's that?
You
I'll
could.
I'll say whatever I want.
All right.
Now that my rant is over,
yes.
We have special
guests. Let's introduce
guest,
a guest, please.
State Police Sergeant
Heavily
Bill
armed,
Theron.
Very large man, scaring the crap out of me right now.
How Bill, we doing?
Bill shares the two top seats as our chief weapons and tactics instructor for Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. He's responsible for a ton of the classes we offer, from our urban classes down to our civilian response to an active shooter and our ever-popular Train with a Trooper.
Yeah.
So, Bill, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Things are going good. Thank you.
Really?
Happy to be here. Yes, sir.
Bill... almost daily has private lessons here where he's kicking people's butts. He also you do a class.
You do that psychopath class too, don't you? Like the what is it, like an entire day and night where you beat the crap out of
Camp 50.
Camp 50.
What is that about?
We just 24 hours of tactical submersion.
Who does that? People pay for this?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Full class last time.
My God.
And a 16-year-old boy.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And a 16-year-old boy.
Very
you know.
Nice.
Bill also has a very popular program. If you know anybody who's getting into a police academy or state police academy or wants to become law enforcement, he just happens to know someone who trains people.
He knows him very
in
well.
Law enforcement. And
I got a guy.
Bill will cut the corners and go. You go right to the source, so to speak. You've been doing a lot of those lately.
Yes, yes. The pre-law enforcement classes are going well. People want to get a leg up on
Is that just for state police or if they want to join like a local academy?
No, any academy. Any academy. Yeah,
excellent.
We do it for anyone looking to be a law enforcement or a police officer anywhere.
Because you kind of have a handle on what's going to happen to them in a regular police academy.
Exactly, exactly.
That's
yes.
about all we can say about that issue.
he has from 30 years old down... And I have to say down because it's interesting to see kids come with their mom.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, they bring them here, you know, with their gear to make sure that they got everything because they're trying to get their kids into law enforcement.
Or are they going to bring them to the academy, too?
I hope not. That won't fare well.
Oh, no, that really wouldn't be good.
Bill was instrumental in bringing our outdoor training program to Easton Fish and Game, which we do all our urban classes and our long-range shooting classes and everything there, Bill. And we've had some warrior spirits like Gary Roth and his wife, Catherine, and everybody else. You've been kicking a lot of ass out there, huh?
Sure. Yeah, no, it's been going well. The class has been filling up, and we have to add more and more classes, actually. And Easton's been great with us. They've been really good, really accommodating, and we're allowed to do a lot of good stuff out there. Definitely some good stuff.
I hear there's something in the future. Can we talk about that too? A new acquisition, or can we talk about a new facility maybe?
Well, Sparta.
Sparta. Can we talk about that?
We can talk a little bit
sure,
about it. It's
absolutely.
In its early development, but we have an old quarry in Sparta that Bill has been using for some training, which is only about 30, 40 minutes from here. And it's in New Jersey, and we're doing some classes there. And
that's even closer to the New York state line, too.
Correct. And with absolutely. These two ranges, next year, Masad Ayoub is going to be doing the MAG 40 class here.
Oh.
And Bill is going to be one of the instructors on the line with Masad Ayoub. How's that feel? I'm going to get you to work with Masad Ayoub. You see how one
nice.
Hand washes the other?
Yes. Legend. Legend status.
To be able to be on the firing line and be an assistant instructor under Masad Ayoub doesn't suck.
Yeah, it doesn't suck at all.
Okay. Man. So this year, April, we offered MAG 20. Which was classroom only, and everybody asked for MAG 40, but Masad, even though he loves my indoor range, he only does those classes outside the ranges. So by having two ranges to choose from, and we're going to be hammering those dates out this month, by the way, and they'll go on the schedule. It's going to be April or May or so, but Masad Ayoub, we're going to be teaching, and Bill and Ooze and the guys are all going to be on the line with the legend, so I think it's a beautiful thing.
Very good.
Bill, you've been coming up with... Go ahead, Sandy, you were going to say something?
I was just going to ask, do you do training in the outside facilities in the wintertime too, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just summertime.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, we were out there
rain, snow,
nice.
And... tomorrow we'll be out there in 25-degree weather, so it's all good stuff. You know?
I mean, that's it's a really important thing, I think, to train in conditions that you may have to fight in.
If
absolutely.
If it ain't raining, you ain't training.
Right. Unfortunately, gunfights don't happen in perfect weather.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Well, can we postpone this? Mm-hmm. Just, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now, we let Bill, because he's teaching tomorrow early in Easton, we're letting him have an extra hour sleep tonight.
Very nice.
Right,
that's
was
very
that nice?
Good.
That
yes.
was nice to me.
Just yes,
to
Anthony actually
you
pulled
arranged
all the clocks
it.
Back. Yes,
that was very good.
I pulled a few strings, and daylight savings time is tonight, and so you can definitely
very nice.
That extra hour's on me, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Now, Bill,
don't take advantage.
That's right.
We use our indoor 50 and our indoor 25 here, and we run high-level classes where they bring cars in, and they test people test their loads shooting in and out of windshields and shooting in and out of the cars and everything. And we've had male, female, and everything, and a lot of people don't know it, but we sponsor Cheyenne Roberts, and she just turned 10 years old, and she's shooting three-gun matches and everything else, and she's our right-handed sponsor. Now I just sponsored another one. I sponsored Sophia Newport, who will be on the show next week or the week after. Mm. She's a young teenager, and she's our resident lefty female.
So you got southpaw and a right-hander.
Correct.
That's
so,
great.
And
yes.
Bill, you Sophia's taken all of our advanced level classes. Tell everybody about her.
Oh, she's awesome. She's the youngest Gun for Hire alumni member who's basically taken all the courses that we offer, and she beats up the guys on the courses. It's great.
She's about 14.
Really?
And about 80 pounds.
Really?
I swear. Yeah. One day she was late for an Urban 2 class because she was late because she was at her viola lessons.
Yeah.
Okay? So she put her viola case down and picked up her AR case.
This completely destroys the stereotype.
Correct.
Yeah. It really completely destroys it.
Besides her being such a top-notch, safe, diligent shooter, breaking the stereotypes is one of the reasons why we decided to sponsor her.
Yeah.
And she's going to be competing in a lot of matches throughout New Jersey and the country, actually. So I got Cheyenne and I got Sophia now. So great, great way to go. But Bill has been working with her. Bill, right, she does kick everybody's ass.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a great shot. She's a good shot. She learns quick. She wants to learn, picks everything up very, very quickly. So she's going to be good. Yeah, she's going to be good.
Now, Bill doesn't mess around here. You know, as our chief weapons and tactics instructor, his door is always open here. People are asking him questions about gear and what firearm and what ammunition and magazines and duty rigs and this question and training and what they should do to practice. And he also has physical fitness tips and everything. Camp 50, he has these guys doing push-ups on the firing line, downrange, and then getting up and shooting at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So just to induce stress, get the adrenaline, everything pumping up.
Adding a little water into the mix.
A lot of water into the mix. He may have hosed some people down.
I've seen that, yes.
from time to time. But it's a beautiful thing. And it's amazing, from 14-year-old female, 16-year-old boys to 70-year-old guys
really?
Are all in the class together.
The old guys, they can withstand.
What's his name? I'm trying to think of his name.
Jeff.
Paul
Erbach.
And Jeff. Yeah, Jeff. Wow. Well, Jeff Erbach's not that old. He listens to the show.
Well, I'm just saying he's older than Sophia. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Jeff's in his mid 50s, like me.
Jeff and another million people listening
Paul,
to the show.
Paul Trotter, 65.
Paul Trotter. Yes.
65 years old.
Paul's very good.
And he's a little thick.
Yeah.
He's a little thick around the edges, right?
Yes.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about this rash of home invasions that's going on in New Jersey. Maybe get some tips from the trooper.
Nice.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. Check out Ron Sousa's place, 70-person meeting room. Montville Executive Suites feature 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and again, the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people. MontvilleOffice.com or call 973-575-6080 for more information. You were just saying about Sophia, most 15-year-old girls' idols are like Justin Bieber, right?
Right.
Well, who's her idol?
Tori Tanaka, Top Gun Tori.
Top Gun Tori. Glock reps her, right?
Yes.
Unbelievable. So, so she's definitely going to go to places with us. You know, I can't believe it that we're going to have her doing a thing here. Now, four
violent home invasions in 11
days.
But
there's no statute for home invasion.
Yes, that's true.
So it was criminal mischief?
Criminal mischief, something like knock on the door, kick the door in, trespassing with the intent to steal shit. That was just Middlesex County.
All 4 people that were robbed were of Asian descent, Asian or Indian, you know. By the way, they're all the victims.
Well, based on the demographics
in that area,
Middlesex County.
Obviously, somebody's picking that area.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Caucasian. Who knows who it is that committing the crime? I'm just saying the families have all been like that's from the same community.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're coming in. They're smashing the door in and at gunpoint. And
they're coming in through the sliders.
Yes.
The
back. Well, that's always.
Yeah, we know how easy that is.
So, yeah. Bill, you're teaching a class on how to prepare for, an impending home invasion. What tips would you share with our viewers, our listeners? Our viewers. Nice. Go ahead. Anyway.
Well, first thing we want to say is, you know, denial is your biggest enemy. You know, it can't happen here. It's definitely not a plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year when we had the home invasion in Millburn, New Jersey, I think that was an eye-opener for a lot of people because
it was caught on camera. Yeah.
Well, number one, it caught on camera, but everyone thinks Millburn, and you think it's the nicest town in New Jersey, right. The best schools, you know, per capita highest income, and here you had this vicious crime in the middle of, mm-hmm. you know, basically in the middle of a day. So a home invasion, you know, when you say home invasion, that's what you now think of. You see that right. that picture of that poor lady getting, you know, her head yeah. kicked and her face beat
like
in,
like
you know?
Like a rag doll, beaten
absolutely.
Like a rag doll.
Sure.
With
so,
her baby.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And home invasions are violent crimes. And you think about they tied up the four males and pistol whipped them. I mm-hmm. mean, now just imagine that getting hit across the face with a weapon, a metal, basically yeah. a metal rod.
Right.
So, you know, the first thing you have to do, number one, denial is your biggest enemy. Set your home up, lock your doors, number one. And you always want to kind of have a plan. You know, if something happens, how can I either get to a weapon quick, get into a place of security quick? Do I have, you know, deadbolts on the doors? Do I have a deadbolt on my bedroom or some sort of safe room in the house? I mean, those are kind of key things that you have to think of. And unfortunately, we have to think of stuff like that, you know. There's certain things you can do to the windows to make them basically smash-proof. There's you know, films out there that you can put in, which
3M
kind of
makes a film.
3M makes a film that basically, you know, you won't be able to smash through it. Things can go through, but people can't walk through them. So you have to kind of set your house up a little bit too.
Maybe a Charlie bar on your sliding door instead yeah. of that little white lock, or just cut a broomstick.
Right, sure.
Or a curtain
right.
a rod.
A dowel,
you know,
a
dowel
or
to fit
yeah,
across the door.
Across
right.
And lock your doors. How many people,
yeah.
Bill, you see all the time, the door was open.
The door, oh, yeah. That's the biggest
thing.
They walk right
yeah.
in the open door.
Right. That's the biggest thing.
Because a home invasion is usually occurring while you're up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you're in the house mulling around cooking dinner or something. You know, you can recommend carrying a gun on you all the time, but that's not always possible
yeah.
for everybody.
In fact, right. one of our listeners wrote in and said that this is, you know, and he's a person who's taken advanced courses and said, I'm not going to sit there with an AR-15 across my lap with my kids in the room. It's just not going to happen.
No, and so, no one is. Right, exactly. But, yeah. I mean, if you think about these things prior, if someone kicks my door in, or can they kick my door in, number one, and maybe I can go get a new door with extra locks or something like that. Maybe I can lock my windows, you know. I mean, how many windows? People just pick them up and slide them. And
right.
do you have the double pane smash proof windows, or did you buy the cheap, you know, Kmart windows, so to
right.
speak, you know, to
right.
save a little money? And all of that stuff's going to matter, you know. I mean, when you set your house up, maybe motion lights. Criminals don't like to operate
yeah.
in the dark. I
yeah.
mean, have motion lights set up. Don't have those big bushes and the big landscaping. It's all pretty in front of your house, but now people can't really see what's going on. You know,
correct. Right.
Have a plan. Carry your cell phone so you at least get to 911. All you got to do is, you don't even have to talk to the 911 operator. Just hit the button 911, and
right.
it'll go right to the police department. They'll start on their way. You know,
and a lot of alarm systems have that panic button too.
Panic
that
you sure. can. I have the three panic buttons on ball chain at my house that you can wear on as a necklace.
Yeah, yeah.
On you too, and that's they're not that expensive.
And you
to
say that
set
too
up.
when you take the dog out for a walk, you're carrying a panic button with you.
And a flashlight.
Yeah,
have a flashlight in your non-dominant hand pocket.
Yeah.
If you're right-handed, your left-handed
absolutely.
Side. I'm telling you, home invasion, you hit somebody with a flashlight in the face, you
right.
know, the light, you're going to temporarily blind them. And
all you need is a
help.
Couple of seconds, really. To,
correct.
That first
absolutely.
5 seconds, it's a big issue.
You know,
or,
it's hard to...
shameless plug, lipstick bodyguard.
Lipstick
perfect.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, it's a perfect,
perfect.
One.
You
yeah.
know, it's very hard, though, to do anything with a drawn gun. Somebody kicks in your
right.
sliding glass
right.
door, or they use a crowbar to pop it open, and they stick a gun in your face. You pretty much have to comply.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
At that point, you have to comply and then get help afterwards. But all the things Bill's saying is what, like motions and stickers that say a video camera, stickers you have an alarm, they're going to home invade the house next door.
Right, exactly.
That's the unfortunate. Like
exactly.
the people that don't
yeah.
listen to the show, tough shit, you
right.
know?
Right.
It's,
yeah.
That's why it's
it
not
boils
survival
down
of the fittest for nothing.
No. No it's doubt. That old joke about, you know, I don't have to run faster than the bear, I just got to run faster than you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Criminals
are not hard workers. They don't want to work for a living, obviously,
yeah.
so they're not hard workers. So if you make your house hard to get into and you set up your situation where it's hard to become a victim, then they're going to move on to the house next door that it's easy.
Right.
The screen door is open. The purse is sitting in the windowsill. $100 bills are flapping in the wind. That's the house that they're going to rob.
The 27-inch Mac computer.
Right.
You know, but if you go on Amazon.com, you can buy closed-circuit TV stickers and alarm stickers for
right.
pennies,
right.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you put them on the front door, the back door, the sliding door, something, the amateurs, I prefer real cameras, but
yeah.
let's say you can't afford it. Let's say you live in an apartment. Maybe one of these home invasions was an apartment I'm touching. I don't know. But you could put those stickers on. And again, most of the shitbags are going to move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're not
going to
break
the easy
into
target.
Your house.
You know, we talk about this all the time. And it's funny, too, and I want everybody to understand that you don't wait until this happens to you like I did. We did. I mean, we literally live in a rural area surrounded mm-hmm. by farmland. There's 500 acres of farmland behind me.
Right.
I've got acreage. And we're 500 or 600 feet in off the street. It's mm-hmm. nothing but horse farms where I live. And we fell into it. My wife walked in on this home invasion. You know the story, Bill. And then we started putting the alarm system in. And we had one of our sponsors come down and do an alarm system in. I've got friggin' perimeter alarms around my property now.
Sure.
And, you know, motion detectors around the property. But I feel a lot safer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having that, at least it gives me that extra 15 seconds or 20 seconds or 30 seconds. A car comes down my driveway. I know about it by the time it comes in. Sure, you're going to get some false alarms.
Sure.
They make driveway sensors.
Got mm-hmm. one.
Amazon.com,
yeah.
Radio Shack.
And they're
has
not
them.
Expensive.
They're $25. You put it. You attach it to a tree or your mailbox. Someone pulls into your driveway. It breaks the light. It sends a chime inside your house.
And we couldn't use that because of the wildlife around. But I do have one. I think it was maybe $79 or certainly under $200, where you bury it into the ground and it senses a radio magnetic for driving over it, or you know, and every now and then a school bus, if a school bus is going down the main road, it'll set it off. So all right, big deal. So you look at the camera and or you look at, through your windows and there's nobody in the driveway. Okay, everything's good.
Absolutely, planning is key. You have to have a plan, and if you talk to any of the high-end operators out there, basically they have their plan, they have a secondary plan, then there's a tertiary plan. So,
right.
I mean, if that's the way you really want to kind of set yourself up. I mean, you want to have, okay, if something happens, I'm going to fall back to this.
Right.
If that doesn't work, this, then this.
Right.
And you want to practice it because you don't want to make the first time you have to do it.
Yeah, the time it's
alive. Be under stress.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Be under stress and it's never going
to
happen.
Though? It's so hard to get the rest of the family unit on board. I bet you right now all the extended family members are listening to what any advice they'll give to avoid a home invasion right now.
Right.
But 3 months ago, if you tried to tell the wife or the kids, listen, we should prepare in case somebody yeah, Dad, you're crazy.
Yeah,
right.
That
yeah.
only happens somewhere else. That doesn't happen in our neighborhood.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's all ears.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, no
how
doubt.
Do we prevent? How do we? You know, they're probably going to the police department and demanding answers, demanding help, demanding protection.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, but you have to protect yourself
right.
your own family. Family.
That's absolutely
no one's going to be there for you except yourself.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Colonel Jeff Cooper. When you need help in seconds, the police arrive in minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
They
All
can't
right?
be
and
everywhere.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
And Colonel Grossman, Lieutenant Colonel Grossman, he always talks about fire departments. We do all these fire drills. We practice against fire. What do we do to prevent violence? You know, no one ever thinks about it until it's right there. So
that's right.
People should be thinking about that. More people die because of violent crime than fires
doing
every
fires.
Year.
Yes.
I mean,
and
in
yet
schools
we prepare,
and everywhere else.
Yes, we have fire drills in schools, fire drills in buildings, but we don't have crime drills. We don't have violence drills.
Correct. Right, right.
We maybe should start thinking about that, especially now with, ISIL, ISIS, whatever the hell you want to call it, pouring across the border right now in the South.
With Ebola.
With Ebola. Ebola-ridden ISIS workers.
Bill, thank you for
thank
being
you
on
so
the
much.
Show.
Yes, sir.
All right, keep kicking butt.
And definitely look it up. And if they got any questions, they can email you, right?
Always play up BillF@gunforhire.com.
Got it. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WaldorfChiro.com. Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey has a Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic. Family Chiropractic Center located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Check out Dr. Eric Waldorf. Tell him Gun for Hire sent you, and please support those who support us. All right, so listen to this. Brad Haupt is doing well. He's out of surgery and everything. He had some stuff done. I nicknamed him Wheels. He's our instructor in a wheelchair. How original was that, right? You know, you saw these two kids, Sandy, that took a picture holding airsoft guns, and they were suspended from school.
Yeah, that's okay. Out of control.
Okay, the political correctness in this country, as Ron Sousa says, is the Sharia law of this country. I think our country needs to grow a set, to be honest, okay?
Well, you know, the problem I find always is when you start treating toy guns and the possession of toy guns like they were real guns, you really mask the issue. It's like when you begin to call everything rape that isn't rape, and real rape suffers.
Correct. Correct. So this is where we're at now, and pissing me off. Another thing that's pissing me off, everybody will share this with me on their Facebook pages, social media and stuff, the Fourth Amendment bag tags. If you do not belong to ANJRPC and you didn't get a news and briefs, you don't have one. Evan Knappen's office has 1,000 in Eatontown, and Woodland Park Range has 4,000 here. People are emailing and texting, where do I get them, Facebooking, where can I get them? If you don't listen to the show, you don't freaking deserve them anyway, okay? To be honest with you. I've had ranges like Square Circle, and I've had Scott from SWAT Firearms, and we've sent them a couple of hundred down there to give out to their friends and family. If you have a range or you have a retail store and you ran low on them, just send Anthony a Gun for Hire an email, and we'll get some out to you. The rest of you, just come to the range and get some. They're on the counters. They're on all the counters. You're more than welcome to take a few for your bags, a few for your friends and family. Please. Okay. Speaking of this, what about this guy in Georgia that went to vote and they told him to remove his NRA hat?
That's unbelievable.
Anybody on Tuesday, wear your Gun for Hire stuff when you go to the polls.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Let's see what happens.
NRA,
we'll have you on the show next Saturday.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, wear your Gun for Hire swag and your T-shirts and your hats.
And another thing, when you go to vote, show your ID. And the lovely ladies or men there are going to say, you don't need ID, and say, yeah, but I like to show it anyway.
Yeah, because I'm legitimate as a voter.
Yeah, just show your ID. I have Winston show his ID.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I know, the old lady with the cataracts with those thick glasses, she says hi to him and everything. And I walk him in, and he goes and votes. Of course, he votes Democratic because everybody who's not eligible to vote has to vote Democratic. Yeah, the machine won't take it any other way.
Won't take it.
That's really bad. So, listen, Union County had a gun buyback program, Sandy.
Yeah, they took 480
Derringers
off the street.
Thank
you. Did
you
see the one picture? I didn't even know what it was, but it looked like a blunderbuss.
A blunderbuss, broom handle, Mausers, Luger. I couldn't get a good shot of the 1911s, but I can only imagine how many Union switches and Remington Rands and stuff.
God. It was just amazing.
Here's a quote from a woman from the buyback. I'll read it if you
she
want.
She is the prosecutor of Union County.
It is our sincere belief that any one of these firearms collected over the weekend could have carried the potential to contribute to tragedy, Park said. A suicide, a fatal shooting, a child finding a handgun in a shoebox in a closet. No, only Montclair cops do that.
Right.
By taking him off the street, we may have prevented such a tragedy.
Yeah, right. The Mausers are used a lot in drive-by shootings, as are the blunderbusses. And, man, did you just the condition of some of those 1911s was amazing.
I'm afraid that
history is
being
destroyed.
So much of our history.
Yeah.
Because these guns were not brought in by shitbags. That's
no,
for sure.
No. They were brought in by families of little old men who've passed away, and they were in the attic, and they have no idea because New Jersey is so hoplophobic, especially when it comes to guns. They don't know what to do with them.
Correct. They could give them to me.
Yeah. You know, I've often thought about this. You've got an FFL.
I could have a legal gun buyback.
Yeah.
Not an illegal. I've discussed
this.
You
can't do it off-site, though, right? You couldn't get like a...
I have to do it here where the FFL is.
Oh, yeah. So you couldn't set up a van and...
No.
And,
no, and like a mod squad van?
Yeah, but you could stand there and hand out cards that say, we'll
come
pay
to my
you
place,
top
I'll pay
dollars.
Double.
Yeah, top dollar paid for guns.
Knappen and I are going to address this. I need to get a few things done that I'm
in
working
order.
On.
Yeah.
Listen, we were talking about wearing your gun for hire shirt to vote. If you need a gun for hire shirt to vote, come into the range and ask for one. We'll give you a T-shirt. If you want to
like
wear
that.
It to the polls. Dan Grodovich brought this to my attention. So did Corey Vaughn. There's a public question number one on the ballot in New Jersey that has to do with bail reform.
Very bad. Okay? Very, very bad.
And Dan G. wrote, they seem to indicate that bail has been granted to everyone the way the Constitution is written now. Can you ask Knappen or Bach if the explanation is accurate? This is from Knappen. This is ballot question number one, New Jersey ballot. Everybody's going to have this. I'm voting.
I'm voting
against Booker, and I'm voting in my local elections. That's all I have. And some ballots. Go ahead, Sandy. What were you going
to
say?
This one is to change the Constitution of the state of New Jersey to not give the judge discretion, correct?
Correct.
Not to grant bail.
Correct. So Knappen wrote, vote no. This is an attempt to take away our constitutional right to bail. Gun owners would be particularly
Absolutely.
Affected and harmed by this, Evan. Okay, so ballot question number one, vote no.
And it's worded in such a way that you would want to stop the shitbags from getting
Yes, of
bail.
Course it's worded that way.
And it was, if you noticed how it was positioned in the newspaper, it was positioned against a story about a person who was a 65-time offender from Jersey City who was granted a $10,000 bail with 10% cash payment up front. So It was juxtaposed to that to make you look like, oh man, I don't want this to happen. Here's this person's back out on the street now with $100.
Keith Pantaleon in Jersey City spent months in prison till Knappen got involved. Knappen asked for a bail hearing and got a change from like $1 million with no 10% to released on his own recognizance. ROR'd. Okay.
Yeah.
If this was to pass, there would be no more.
No,
the judge could say,
jail.
No, you're going to stay in jail for the next 3 years till you go through the court system.
Yeah, until
and
our trial
And I've been spending a lot of
set.
Time in the court system right now, and I'll tell you what, it's slow. It's nothing but adjournments
very,
and postponements.
Very slow. Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
So, Dan G. and Corey, thanks for bringing that ballot question up. So, vote no on ballot question number one on bail reform, please. The other thing is, we've been getting a lot of delays on Nick's approvals. It's the not-so-instant background check.
Yeah.
We got an email from the state police. The attorney general has passed a moratorium on overtime in the state of New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Therefore, NICS checks are taking anywhere from 15 minutes to 4 to 5 hours right now, which we've never had 4 to 5 hours unless it's like Black Friday or something.
Yeah.
It's a funny, but they cut overtime for firearms permit approvals. You think they cut overtime on processing welfare checks?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I would imagine not. Yeah. So
it's just selective where they tend to quote the where they tend to cut the budget.
Correct. Here's another question for Evan. This is from Anthony B. in Union. Hello, Anthony. I have a question for you and possibly Napin. So I live in an apartment since I've never afforded a house in the state of New Jersey, laugh out loud. But what rights do I have within the four walls of my apartment? Are they any different than owning a home? Do I have a right to carry my sidearm on me while I'm at home, like if I had a house? I appreciate any info you guys can give. Keep up the kick-ass work. Anthony B. in Union. Evan wrote, possession and carry of a loaded firearms in one residence is permitted by way of exemption under NJS 2C39-6E. Whether it's an apartment, condo, McMansion, or a house with a white picket fence, it is irrelevant. Evan Knappen. So, Ant, you can carry in your house. Think about this. When you rent, you own from the paint in. Okay?
Think about it that way. From the paint in, you own.
You can carry a gun. Now, Ant, you can't go into a common area if the mailboxes are outside or something with your gun. You can step out on your back deck. I would carry concealed, though. Okay? Yeah. If you have a little deck or a terrace or something or a patio, I would have it concealed. But from the paint in is definitely yours, all right? Usually when you own a condo, too, you own from the paint in. If there's a faucet leak, you're liable. If it's a leak inside the wall, it's usually covered by the condo insurance or the condo maintenance association.
Yeah.
Correct. So think about that. So Knappen gave the answer there for everybody else.
That's the same with the business, too, which is as long as you own the business, you don't have to own the property. As long as you own the business,
correct,
you're not an employee. And by own, it doesn't mean that you're a shareholder in the business, that if you're working in an Exxon station and own shares in Exxon, that you can carry. But you can carry in that business.
Correct. I got another quick letter. Then we have some letters from Canada. Chris Smuda, our friend up there. But this one is from Dave. The issue I have is I have two kids, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I keep all my stuff in a safe. I can chance them or I can change them or their friends, God forbid, getting a hold of something. I know you recommend a speed safe, but not with the fingerprint. That's all I have been able to find. Dave, gun vault or gun guard?
No. Gun vault.
Gun vault is definitely a great one. Gun vault, Dave, has the four rubber buttons on top. No biometric, okay? Your fingerprint will never read it. So get a gun vault or gun guard. Yeah, it's gun guard.
I think it is
gun guard. Gun vault or gun guard, four rubber buttons on top, Dave. Get one for just your gun, a couple extra mags, and a flashlight. Don't put anything else in it.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
It's corporations and businesses that create jobs.
And we're back.
Because you didn't build that.
You didn't build that.
Yeah.
That's a common thread.
Fat thighs built it.
Amongst the socialist left. So remember, when you vote this coming Tuesday,
vote for Bell, U.S. Senate.
Vote for Bell, U.S. Senate.
Not Booker.
Not Booker.
So go ahead, Sandy.
Vote for anything other than Booker.
Yeah. Listen, a couple of things. Philly Gun Training, PhillyGunTraining.com, PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales, who handles our radio show, posting him on the website and everything. He'll be up here next week doing a training council workshop with us with the NRA. If you're in the Philly area and you need gun training, you need help with your carry permit, you need help with any type of licensing, please stop and see him. Again, it's PhillyGunTraining.com. Listen.
He's also got, I think, lipstick bodyguards for sale, too.
He also has lipstick bodyguards and some cool shirts as well. So this Tuesday's election day, wear a Gun for Hire shirt, wear an NRA shirt. Make sure you show your ID. Make sure your dog, your mongoose, or your pet chimpanzee shows their ID as well. Remember the NRA, the political victory fund, shows the candidate endorsements for the federal and the U.S. House of Representatives. Remember to vote for Anthony Wilkinson if you live in District 6, by the way, because he came on the show last week and said he was pro-gun. He sent us a very nice thank you email. I didn't let you see it, Sandy, but he did. Did I just call you Andy?
You did.
It's nice. Andy Pinelli, F you, by the way, if you're listening to the show. So listen to this.
Hey, did you go out with Pinelli?
No, not yet. I'll tell you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
This is from Chris Smuda from the People's Republic of Canada. And Chris wrote a lot of stuff, but, you know, he felt, well, it finally happened. Two acts of terrorism. I'm sorry. Allow me to rephrase that. Two acts of war occurred on Canadian soil. As can be expected, the usual knee-jerk reactions from the progressive politicians are already ramping up. Calls to increase powers for law enforcement and intelligence agencies are already beginning. At the same time, our leaders have yet to call these acts exactly what they are. Well, now your prime minister called it terroristic acts,
did.
Which is good.
Yes.
He wrote, in fairness to Prime Minister Stephen Harper, I understand he's a politician, has to be mindful of his choice of words, but he's doing okay. Listen, you don't have people jumping over the White House fence every day trying to get Obama's golf clubs.
That's right.
Okay?
Four?
Yes. But he wrote, Monday, October 20th, Warrant Officer Patrick Vincent, age 53, and another soldier were attending a Veterans Affairs office located in Quebec Strip Mall. Vincent was preparing to retire and was likely just making sure the paperwork is ordered. He was run down in the parking lot on his way back to his vehicle. The piece of human debris responsible rolled his car and then threatened a police officer with an edged weapon along the road leading to the military base where Vincent was stationed. He was subsequently shot by police. And then we all know what happened at the memorial. Of course, they didn't have bullets in it. And he wrote, in an effort to reduce the slow learner syndrome that plagues Western society, what we have learned, a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. It's time for CCW in Canada. Good luck.
Good luck,
Chris.
With that, Chris.
And everywhere else for that matter. Thanks for thinking of us. Must like New Jersey. Our bureaucrats don't like to issue permits either. It may not have helped in this situation, but under different circumstances, it could be just what the doctor ordered. Lawful firearms owners that could carry our significant, untapped, inexpensive resource that others that offers a better response time than 911. It is nearly impossible for intelligence and law enforcement to stop lone wolf-type terrorists without turning into a police state. Trading liberty for safety hasn't really worked out thus far, has it? Political correctness will ultimately be our downfall. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I know it's tough not to have an emotional reaction since our brains are wired that way. Think first, feel second. One final thought. John Iverson, a reporter for the Globe and Mall newspaper, tweeted, Canada has just lost her innocence while he was in lockdown in the Parliament buildings. I half-heartedly agree. We lost our innocence a long time ago. I hope that we can finally come to terms with it, call our enemies what they are, and do what needs to be done to protect the nation and our way of life. Regards, Chris Smuda. I hope so too, Chris, but it's not looking too good for us.
Right. But I'm going to go on record right now and say that I do believe that Canada will get CCW before the state of New Jersey will.
Canada stopped issuing visas for people
interesting,
from
isn't it?
Countries with Ebola, and but the United States hasn't.
Wide open door.
Yeah, well, we want it to be wide open because, did you see Michael Jordan? They interviewed Michael Jordan. They asked him, you know, who his like dream round of golf would be. And he said Tiger Woods, which he golfed with already. And they said, what about Obama? And he goes, no, Obama's a hack. The game would take all day if he didn't have the Secret Service helping him.
Did he say that?
Michael Jordan said that.
Oh, my goodness.
He said he's a hack.
He's a hack. Well, he is.
He's a hack. He played like 200 games already this year and with that smug look on his face.
Yeah.
So
he can't get that right.
Interesting.
Plays golf better than basketball.
You guys and girls out there listening, I have a ton more emails that are legal And you see how I get Knappen or Bach to answer them. I'm not a lawyer, and I really can't answer some of this stuff because I don't want to get in trouble. But I got some emails from Dan G and a few other people. I forward them to Evan. Evan's been busy, and as he answers them, I'll read them off on the show, or I'll send you an email. If it's, I feel it's public content, I send them out to everybody, and we read it on the show. So if I haven't gotten back to your legal email questions, just take your time and wait and relax. As soon as I get the answers from the big guns, I'll give them to you.
And if anybody, while you're on the subject, if anybody's got questions, understand that this is your show.
Correct.
So please send in the questions.
Yes.
We will tailor shows specifically for, if a lot of you have the same question, we will tailor entire shows specifically for those questions to get them answered, so especially if you've got training questions. The training questions are great to send in.
As long as it's relevant, makes me look cute.
Yeah. Well, as long as they're relevant.
What?
We can't have everything.
Listen to this. We have a member that comes in here and shoots all the time, and he's a good friend of Andy Pinelli's. And these guys are into, remember old-fashioned Lionel trains and stuff?
Yeah.
These guys have a 10,000-square-foot warehouse in Carlstadt on Hoboken Road. And every year they open it up to the public, and they charge $7 for adults and $1 for children, and they have 10,000-square-foot of model trains laid out, like villages.
Really?
Yes, and they only open it up once a year for 3 weekends.
Wow.
And a whopping $7 to get in if you're an adult, $1 for a child.
Wow.
And I saw pictures of the place. And the website is modelengineers.org, modelengineers.org. And it's November 14th, 15th, 16th, 21, 22, 23, 28, 29, 30th. The last 3 weekends of November.
Wow, what a great thing if you've got kids.
You have kids, boys or girls, and you want to do something that'll cost the family under $50.
Yeah, like, yeah, right.
Okay? You can go, and they have dollar-off coupons, by the way, on the modelengineers.org website. So that basically means your kids are free and adults are only going to be $6. But
right.
I saw pictures of it, and I'm going to be visiting it probably November 21 through 23 that weekend. But it's modelengineers.org. If you want to do something wholesome and old-fashioned, and really, and they're not going to try to sell you anything. There's nothing. This is just a group of guys that started a club. It's the New York Society of Model Engineers. They started this in 1926.
Wow.
They're approaching 100 years. And they're all members, and what they all is, they all have keys. So rather than setting up on a pool table or a card table in their house, they all have their train city setups, all set up in this 10,000-square-foot
cool
warehouse, Sandy.
That?
And everybody's invited to go, and we like to keep everything in the family. And a lot of these guys are pro-gun guys, and I like to bring Christmas back the way it was with the train set under the Christmas tree and not video games. So modelengineers.org, check it out. When you go and they ask how you find out about it, tell them you found out through Gun for Hire Radio. Support those who support us. Let's keep it all in the family, you know? Getting back, since we'll leave Carlstadt in Jersey City, you see the shitbag woman? She robbed the lady's cell phone.
Tried to sell it back to her.
And then tried to sell it back to her.
Yeah, there was two of them, wasn't
there? Yes.
In fact, that was the newspaper article that was juxtaposed to the one about the constitutional amendment.
Amendment,
to,
yeah. But this woman stole a lady's phone and then called her up and tried to sell it back to her. You want your phone, I'll sell it back to you. So the woman said, yeah, I'll buy it back for you, and agreed to meet her somewhere, and they had the police there. Now, of course, this woman, Ortiz, she was released on her own recognizance.
Of course.
Okay? Because that's how we do stuff. And her cohort that was with her got $2,500 bail with a 10% cash option.
Right.
These are career criminal, drug addicts.
Right.
Okay? And again, the revolving door system, yet we get Brian Akins, Shanine Allens, Keith Pantaleones that
they
rot
lock
in
them
prison.
Up and keep them there.
Okay? They rot in prison.
Yeah.
And we have to deal with these people. Okay? I just... Anyway, it just pisses me off. You know, you're really pissing me off because I'm thinking about those pictures for the gun buyback now, the 480
I know,
guns.
It's horrible, isn't
and,
it? And some of those guns were just magnificent, but they're gone forever now. Wait, do you think any of them are going to make it into the shredder?
They've, or? You know, they've fired police officers for cooking
them,
the book. So I would say there's a 99% chance that they're going to go to, and they're going to go to the furnace. They send them to the cogeneration plant in Newark, and they melt that shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've gone with Charlie to make drop-offs there.
Oh, God.
It ain't fun.
Oh, man. What a country we live in. Burning our own history, rewriting our own history. Well, you know, Barack has to do that. said Michelle. We'll be right back after this word from Lipstick Bodyguard.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a Lipstick Bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Okay, and there's some message here from the folks at Lipstick Bodyguard. If you are one of the tens of thousands of folks who have purchased a Lipstick Bodyguard in the past 4 years, you have to go back and look at your sales receipt. If it is over a year old, it is time to get another one.
Perfect Christmas present.
Perfect Christmas present. It's time to renew. That stuff doesn't, like a fire extinguisher on the wall. Anthony and I say it all the time. You have to constantly renew this stuff. You want it to work when you need it. So if it's over a year old, come visit Woodland Park Range, Gun for Hire. You can go down to Philly Firearms Academy, on Spring Street in Philadelphia, or you can go to lipstickbodyguard.com. Just get your stuff renewed.
Perfect segue for my learning segment. If you're listening to the show on Sunday, daylight savings time had passed. You all got an extra hour sleep, so you should be ultra tentative, and you shouldn't be contacting me and telling me where do you get your Fourth Amendment tags from, because I'll throat punch you. So, listen, you should have daylight savings time weekend. You should have replaced your Lipstick Bodyguard if it's over a year old. You should have changed the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, the ones that weren't hardwired. You should be changing the batteries in your flashlights throughout the whole house. You also, if you have semi-auto guns that you keep magazines loaded, now you unload those two or three magazines and transfer to three other magazines that you'll revert back to in 6 months from now. You also should have had a fire drill in your house, condo, or apartment with your family and your loved ones.
Yep.
You also should have had what's known as an emergency drill. And if you have a multi-level house, you should have a first-floor emergency drill, and you should have a second-floor emergency drill. Basically, these drills are for, like, if there's a home invasion or a break-in while you're home, what to do, how to respond with your kids, et cetera, et cetera. You don't want to really call it a home invasion drill because you don't want to scare the bejesus out of the kids.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you just want to say, I want to have an emergency drill. You should go around the house and check all of your fire extinguishers. You should have one in the garage, one in the basement next to the washer and dryer. There should be one in the kitchen at least 5 to 6 feet away from the cooking source, the stove. It shouldn't be under the counter next to the stove. You can't get to if the stove should catch fire.
You set your hair on fire.
Yes, you should have one or two fire extinguishers upstairs. You should have one in the bedrooms. You should have one or two fire extinguishers in your cars.
Yes.
All right.
A lot of people forget their cars.
It's daylight savings time. Do you have a bug out bag or an emergency bag? Open that trunk, check to see what's expired or what's close to expiring and replace it. If you have a kid away in college, if you have a bug out or emergency bag at your place of business or where you work under your desk, check it now. It's daylight savings time. This is the twice a year where we're inconvenienced to change the clocks, which is minor and insignificant. But for me, it's what drives so many things that I do in my house on daylight savings time. So, magazines, set the clocks, emergency drill, fire drill, lipstick bodyguard, fire extinguishers, carbon monoxide detectors, smoke detectors. All of this needs to be done. Go around and check to make sure all your windows are secure in the house. Do a little walkthrough, all right? It's the change of the seasons and everything. Is your garage door secure? Does everything look okay? Do you have stickers outside that say you have that you have cameras? Do you have stickers that say you have an alarm? When's the last time you tested your alarm system? Okay? When's the last time you called and ran a test with Central Station to make sure they still had the right phone number? Did you, over the past 6 months, cancel your home phone and only have cell phones now? Did you update with your alarm company that you have a new phone number now? Okay?
Very cool.
All your emergency contacts, do they know that? Because I don't have a home phone anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Now, I have a hard line for my alarm system, but that wasn't the callback number. The callback number was the other hard line.
Yeah.
When I got rid of it, I had to notify my alarm carrier that I got rid of that, and this is the first number to call, the second number to call. That's another thing. It's daylight savings time. Is your call list up to date? Was the first person to be called you? Was the second person still living here? Did they move to the south of France?
Right.
All right. Are they deceased? Was it a family member or something that's no longer with us? Because you used grandma all the time because she was always home.
Right.
Right?
Because she had the key.
Correct, because she had the key. So now's a good time to update that list, your emergency contact list. Daylight savings time. The holidays are coming. Now's a good time to take a picture of all your credit cards, all your ID, all your passports, and save everything in a folder.
Right.
Okay, and have it on your locked phone or something like that in case you were to lose something. At least you have a color copy of it to help you out. I do that before I travel all the time.
Yeah.
And we teach people that for tips. Now's a good time to take an updated photo of your kids.
Yes.
Okay, and have it in your phone. God forbid something should happen. You have an updated
photo. Especially kids, because they change in 6 months.
Correct, and a clear photo of your kids, not sitting around the pumpkins or disrupted, but have them stand and take a photo of them. Now, we talk about that all the time. If you were going to go pumpkin picking or you're going to go to an amusement park or something, you should take a picture of your kid of what they're wearing
right
then and there.
Right.
If there's ever, God forbid, an Amber Alert or something, they lock the place down, you have a current photo and of what they were wearing at the time. But daylight savings time is a great time to go through and update all of that. When you open your wallet, too, look and see when your driver's license expires. We just had a gentleman today filling out paperwork. His driver's license expired yesterday, and he didn't know. I said, dude, good thing you're not flying or something.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, shit. He goes, I didn't know. He goes, you know
where
I'm
going.
You
wouldn't be able to get back.
Correct. He's going Monday morning. He's going right to Motor Vehicles and renew it. But just take a gander. Open up your wallet and take a look and see if that's in there.
Now, your carry permits. Check and see when you're carrying.
Out-of-state carry permits. Yeah. If you have one, if you're one of the 1,200 in New Jersey that has one. Now, let's do a quick walk around daylight savings time. Check the air pressure in your tires. Okay? Make sure your car...
You got to let all the summer air out.
And put winter air in?
Winter air in.
Oh, I was going to put fall air in. But yeah, it's almost
you could
winter.
Do that. It's almost winter.
You know, just do a quick check on your car. Make sure your car has a black blanket in the back that you can use to cover valuables when you're going to go shopping and stuff.
We're
working on a gun for hire security
blanket. Yeah.
It's a black felty material that absorbs the light very, very well. So even if somebody looks in your car in a flashlight,
can't tell that there's anything there.
You should have a flashlight, a tactical flashlight in your non-dominant hand pocket. It's time to change the 1-2-3 battery or the AA or AAA or whatever flashlight you have. It's time to change that battery too. Don't wait for the battery to start to flicker and go out, because Murphy's Law says when you need it, it's going to die.
Right.
Now, every one of my cars, I have an aluminum bodied Maglite flashlight. I have the 5D cell monster.
Yeah, I do now too, thanks to you.
I change the batteries on that all the time. Why? Because it's one of the few instruments that's totally legal for you to transport in your vehicle. If you have a crowbar, a hatchet, an axe handle, a spike, a copper wire, like 4-gauge copper wire or whatever. That could be construed as a deadly weapon without any type of intent, like your old nunchucks or something, or a baseball bat in the middle of the winter. But having a C-cell or D-cell mag light that was bought online or any one of the big box stores is completely legal. I changed the batteries in that monster, too. To be honest, I've gone years without changing the batteries in one of my cars with that. But it's nice knowing you have that flashlight, because if you got involved in an altercation, if you take that flashlight out and hold it by the lens side, yep. you basically have a 2.5-foot aluminum-weighted lead pipe.
Nightstick.
You can use that to defend yourself if you had to, and you can also use it to. They have incandescent bulbs, so it's not going to blind somebody like a Streamlight or a Phoenix or a Surefire that you carry in your pocket.
If you drop your keys, you can use it to find.
If your kids have a little light on their keychain or something to find a keyhole when they're coming into the house, now's a good time to change that bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside, check all your exterior light bulbs around the perimeter of your house or apartment. So I gave you all of you about 100 things to do every daylight savings.
Hate you today.
Well, it's better than raking leaves.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So listen, a couple of classes we have. Ballistics 101, November 30th, is almost sold out. Urban Carbine 3, November 9th at Easton. Bill Fearon will be there. Tactical Steel, November 4th at the range, right around the corner. Urban Pistol 2, November 8th at Easton. Urban Pistol 3, November 16th at Easton. Gun for Hire's first ever three-gun event, November 22nd at Easton. What a way to spend the week before Thanksgiving getting your ass kicked. November 12th, we have a holster draw class at the Woodland Park Range. Take this class and you can draw from a holster at our range. We have a one-handed shooting clinic, November 20th. And we have personal protection outside the home, November 12th. It's a two-day NRA class, personal protection outside the home.
And if you've got a carry permit, that's the class you want to take.
Correct. And remember, November 11th, the SAW group, bring an anti to the range. Go on to the Second Amendment Women's website or Facebook page and get more information. Don't call me and ask me about that or the bag tags. I will throat punch you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. We wish you a very good week. Happy change the time. Enjoy all the things you need to do now with the time change. And we will see you next week. Say goodbye, Winston.